what is hot in the world of specialty food? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been checking out the trends at the Good Food Mercantile in San Francisco, and she joins us now with a report. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what'd you find there?
Well, I found a lot. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, trying to find the latest trend with all these incredible foods. But as I walked around the show, I found all kinds of foods being made that are fermented. Now, they're the obvious things. We know that pickles and sauerkraut are fermented. But I learned all kinds of unexpected foods also use fermentation. So before we get into it, let me just explain what fermentation means, okay? Fermentation encourages the growth of microorganisms. This is an ancient technique for preserving food. It's been done for thousands of years. It contains good bacteria for the digestive tract and the immune system. Yeast and bacteria play a role in creating beer and wine. I found all kinds of foods that fermentation is a part of that really surprised me.
Okay, well, one of them is right in front of me, and it's a little jar of sauerkraut.
This is from a company called Slow Brine. They make traditional kimchis, pickles, and krauts. I'm going to open my jar. Why don't you open yours?
I'm already tasting it. And
you're way ahead of me.
Yeah,
okay.
This is very good.
This is a kraut called Cortido Picante, and it is Salvadorian style with lots of Latin spices. It's got carrots and caraway seeds, and I love how fresh and crunchy it is. Mm-hmm. Are you getting that crunch?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you smell it, you definitely smell the fermentation and the pickles, but it's also a little bit subtle. It would be great in salads with sausages, grain bowls.
Well, I can taste the picante in this.
Yes.
It is kind of spicy, but maybe not as spicy as what we have next, which you also found at the Good Food Mercantile, and that is some hot sauce here.
This is a great hot sauce. The company aptly named is called Burn, and I promise you it does.
Should I be careful of this as I'm tasting it?
You should be quite careful. I mean, it's got a bite. This is one of their hot sauces. This is made from golden cayenne.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know. And you love spicy, right?
I do, and that is very spicy.
This is very spicy. But do you taste the fermentation? It's got a depth of flavor that you don't find in a lot of hot sauces. When you eat raw pepper, it's quite harsh.
Right.
But when you ferment it, it's pre-digested. So there's a subtlety to the flavor. It doesn't mean it's not spicy, thus the name Burn. But there's a nuance in the pepper that is super interesting. I just loved the fermentation flavor profile in these hot sauces.
So, Kathy, as you know, I was just in Asia. I was in Laos for a little bit and did a cooking class. And one of the things that we learned there was how different a pepper can be in terms of spice based on how much you cook it, how much you slice it. It goes from being not spicy at all to extremely spicy.
Absolutely. I also am so impressed with these hot sauces and the color. This is a spectacular golden yellow. There's oranges, just beautiful hot sauces, well worth trying.
Okay, the next thing we've got here that you found is salami. Totally different.
Exactly. And I never really thought much about salami being a fermented product. Olympia Provisions out of Portland, Oregon, makes award-winning charcuterie. What they do is they grind pork leg, they ferment it, and the cultures and the good bacteria create a fermentation. And they let it have a slow cycle of about 3 days. Then they grind in spices, and it's placed in what's called a meat sauna, where the cultures start to go into action, and all these flavors emerge. And what I find, I'm tasting the saucisson sec.
Saucisson sec is right in front of me, yes.
Right. Okay, so taste this. This is so delicious. It's chewy. Mm-hmm. It's creamy. It's got this great bite, and I love sort of that natural yeasty flavor that you get. This sausage cures for 3 months.
Mm.
It's almost buttery. Do you get that?
Yeah, it's got a
lot
of flavor.
Not greasy at all.
Yeah, compared to other salamis, it's got a lot of flavor.
I love this salami.
All right. Well, it's dessert time, Kathy, and we've got
chocolate
in front of us. Yeah.
Okay, this is super cool. So I thought chocolate. Chocolate doesn't quite fit into a story about fermenting, but in fact, it does. I spoke to Nate Hodge of Raaka Chocolate. That's R-A-A-K-A. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. And what they do, most chocolate is made by roasting cacao beans, but at Raaka Chocolate, they do not roast the beans. Hmm. What they do is they ferment it. It's in small batches. And what happens is...
How do you ferment chocolate, by the way?
Big commercial companies like Nestle's, for instance, they also ferment chocolate, but it's done in huge piles and it's done quickly. There are no distinguishable flavors. This is small batch chocolate. What they do is they try to draw out the natural flavor from the bean rather than impose new flavors on it. So, for instance, you have a bar in front of you that's called Raaka Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. So what they do is, this is a bean from Peru. They taste this bean and they say, wow, this is complex. It almost tastes like a Cabernet wine. So instead of roasting it and hiding the flavors, they enhance it by steaming the cacao beans over a simmering California Cabernet.
Huh.
So taste a piece of this and you get sort of these warm tannins,
yeah,
and almost a vanilla. And then at the end, just as you're swallowing it, you kind of taste red wine.
Why do you think, Kathy, that fermentation is so popular this year?
I think it has to do with health. All this stuff that's good for your gut is extremely appealing. It also is a very natural process. Almost all of these products, actually, I think all of them, using organic ingredients. So it's got all the makings of a success story. It's healthy. It's natural. It's organic. And they have big, big flavors. I think we'll be seeing even more of it in the future.
I was just so excited that this was a food show that you went to where you didn't bring me back insects to eat like last time. Oh.
Yeah, I knew that was important this year. I knew you were done with the bugs.
Yep.
So I went with the chocolate and the hot sauces. And yeah, I think we're on track.
I think this is good. Kathy Gunn, Star Resident Chef, thank you as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And we'll link you to all the products we've been talking about at hereandnow.org.